Chapter 1. At the Path's Fork. Oxford, 31 August 1566. Elizabeth's Royal Progress. In the great hall at Christ Church, three evenings later, Court and Queen were watching Palamon and Arquite, a theatrical spectacle based on Chaucer's The Knight's Tale. Palamon, I saw Amelia first, she is mine. Arquite, nay, I did, as the sun marks the dial, yes, your eyes fell on her first. But you cannot say if she's a goddess or maid. A mortal cannot claim a divine. Your love must stay chaste. But when I espied her walking hither and thither, relishing the May sun, I knew her for a ready woman. Therefore I saw Amelia first. Palamon and Arquite were young knights who had been bound since childhood by kinship and sworn oaths. Both prisoners of war of the Duke of Athens, their bond had shattered in their lethal quarrel over Amelia, the Duke's sister. Amelia had sworn her own oath, lifelong chastity. But as the tale unfolded, she'd be compelled to marry one of the knights. The playwright Richard Edwards was hammering home the point that England's semi-divine sovereign maid must do the same. To make sure no one could possibly misunderstand, since the performance was open to the public, Chaucer's blonde Amelia had red hair. The hall had been transformed into a theatre. The ceiling had been gilded, and a multitude of candles on walls and in chandeliers cast dazzling light. A temporary stage had been set up, with retiring rooms for actors, the doors painted to resemble palaces. By tradition, the monarch was part of the performance, so Elizabeth sat on a cushioned throne under a gold cloth canopy on a dais, partly facing the audience. To accommodate a huge crowd, scaffolds had been erected along the hall's sides. There were boxes on top for aristocrats and standing room below for the lower classes. From his box, Latham had a clear view of stage, queen, ambassador, and audience. Elizabeth's lips curled in contemptuous amusement. She knew what Edwards and his counselor sponsors were up to. Palamon, you betrayed our lifelong tryst. Arquite, nay, 'tis you that is false. Forsooth, now each man will be for himself. Which of Latham's senses first trumpeted the disaster? Was it the lurch beneath his feet when he realized he was looking up at the box that had been level with his a moment before? Was it the squeal of unseasoned timbers releasing their bolts? Was it the sight of the spectators' mouths gaping like beached fish, or their shrieks? Time moved with exquisite slowness as the scaffolding on his side of the hall cracked. He had time to note Elizabeth's steely calm as she leaned forward to assess the damage before guards hurried her to safety. Time to see Palamon and Arquite, who first tried to shout over the disturbance, scrambling in unknightly haste off the stage, dragging a squawking Amelia. Time sped up. The scaffolding collapsed with a roar as Latham's box fell, crushing those below.